I met another couple one night. We had a school up here, and we had a moving picture show in the school. And you know, in those days, you run a reel off and then you re-round it, you know. And you change the reels.
Yeah.
So I was sitting in there watching a very entertaining picture show, and a boy came in, tapped me on the shoulder, and said, "Mr. There's a couple out here in the car that wants you to come out there and marry them." I said, "Well, you tell them to wait till they change the reel, and I'll be out there." So I went out and married them.
Right out there in the car?
Married them in the car. They were the schoolhouse.
Must have been in a hurry.
Oh, they wanted to get married. And car drove up the front there one morning, and nice looking car, and had baggage on the luggage on the trunk on the, you know, it had a running board in those days on cars. And a nice looking car. And the young man got out, one of those Mr. out here. He said, "Mr. says, I got my sweetheart out here and said, we want you to marry us." I said, "All right, tell her to get out and come on in the house." So they came on in the house, and sister was here, and grandfather was living here. And the boy came on in and talked, and developed that they were running off.
Oh.
From up in Rosedale. And I knew who the parents were and everything. But they were of age and all. So I told them, I said, "Yes, I'll marry you." So Margaret, my sister, played a little music on on his piano in there. And my grandfather, before the ceremony, I had gone upstairs to get my book and in the meantime, I'd learned the ceremony and kind of rehearsed it in my mind. I come on down. Meanwhile, my grandfather been talking to this boy and got him money out of the notion of getting married. He's telling him about what he's doing, you know, how much deep water he was getting into. He's doing it to kid him more than anything else. I don't think the boy really weakened him, but it put him thinking anyway. Well, we performed that ceremony, and they loaded up, and they went off on a wedding trip. They went down on the coast. And then three or four days after that, the father of the girl come down here to see me. And he's the editor of the paper in Rosedale. He says, "Tell me you married my daughter." I said, "I sure did, Mr. He said, "What do you want to do that for?" I said, "Well, she's of age and had a license." And I said, "Then don't worry about those young people. They're going to be all right. You know, you quit worrying about them." And you know, they had 10 children.
Is that right?
That's right. They lived together that long. He's living now over Cleveland. Reagan's still living, huh? Mm-hmm. Well,
marriages just don't seem to last as long as they used to nowadays for some reason. I don't know what it is.
No, they're trying to really do away with the marriage ceremony. Ceremonial of marriage in a lot of places and a lot of people. Seriously, they've been talking seriously about it, which I think means the end of civilization, of our kind of civilization anyway. You do away with the marriage ceremony, that's what gives us stability to our society.
Are you a member of a church around here, Mr. Barry?
Yes, I'm a member of Presbyterian Church. I'm an elder in the church. We have a very unique church here.
How's that?
The most unique church, I reckon, in the world.